I have tried so many skin and hair care products. I can't even tell you. It's insane. I mean, at one point, the closet in my bathroom was full with every imaginable product. And then I found what works, and that is OneEarthBodyCare.com. I am in love with their shampoo and conditioner bars. Completely changed the game for my daughter, who had a hard time finding a good shampoo and conditioner for her hair. Their face and body is amazing. I love their day and night oil, all natural ingredients, of course, and all of this, essential oils, really great stuff. And of course, the deodorant has changed my life because I am no longer smelly. So go check them out now at OneEarthBodyCare.com.
Potatoes. You can literally take any kind of potatoes you want. I like these small gold ones. I'm a person who likes to add arugula to anything possible. I feel like if I'm adding extra greens, it's like healthier, right?
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Health Power. I can talk about food anywhere, especially with the fantastic Kayla Capiello. Hey, Kayla.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm happy because it's sunny. Now, how is the training going for your run?
It's okay. I'm like almost there. I feel like a little defeated today because I ran outside, which like will get me ready, obviously, for the 10 miler. But I just feel like I'm counting down the days until I can actually run it for like the motivation of being in a crowd. And like there's always like people on the sidelines, like cheering you on. And it's hard when you're running, you know, 8, 9, 10 miles kind of by me this morning by myself, like through the woods on this rail trail. I'm like, where's the motivation today?
Now, what is the run exactly? And is it some kind of fundraiser or just a run for running's sake?
So it's just a run, I guess, for running's sake, you could say. I am running it specifically for charity. I'm running it to raise money for cancer research, which is great. I'll actually give you the website so you can link it for the show notes for this one. But I've run it in the past, and it's a lottery system. It's in Philadelphia, so you're basically running in a huge crowd of like 40,000 people.
Wow. And
if you don't make the lottery, then you have an option to run it to raise money. And I was like, you know what? I've made the lottery. Like, so this is my fourth time running it. So I'm I've done the lottery so many times. Like this time I kind of just wanted to give back and like, you know, raise money to run for a good cause.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
So don't get me wrong. Like that's definitely motivation.
Right.
And I think that's helped because, you know, friends, family, a lot of my followers are like following my journey and I post about it on my stories like all the time. So people are asking a lot of questions and they're really invested. But it's definitely hard. Like the long runs are like, and it's not like I'm tired. Like my legs don't hurt. It's just like mentally, it's really difficult.
I bet. Now, I've always had funny knees and feet, so I've never been a runner. So my dad was a runner and he used to run marathons and runs too. But it's something you got to start. Like your age is good. You know, my husband was telling me the other day, like, if you're over 50, don't start running.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's open. My husband's in the background.
No,
he has to enjoy the deck, too. it's one thing to start when you're younger, but if you're our age, then forget about it. But at any rate, you need to fuel yourself well to run. So what are we making this week?
For sure. So I have been making this egg and potato skillet recipe on repeat like this whole week. A lot of people are not going to agree with this, but I personally am someone who has to eat before I run. So normally I'm not eating like a full meal until I come back from my run, but I have to eat something. So whether it's like toast or a waffle or something. And then honestly, in my head, the entire run, I'm thinking about that meal that I am eating as soon as I am done. So this egg and potato skillet has been like my go-to because it's so super easy. I know you and I talked about it. We had made that Mexican breakfast skillet a few
weeks ago. Yes, we were talking about this. I'm thinking, wait, we talked about eggs and potatoes recently.
So this is a different skillet. It's like one of my favorites. And I make it for brunch all the time. But like, I mean, it's not a great option for like if you want something light. Because it has corn chips and it has like a lot of cheese,
Three
cheese, and it's just more like a decadent dish. Like when I'm having people over for brunch, it's like such a crowd pleaser that I can't make it every single day when I'm like, I want a good breakfast. Like, it's too intensive. So I was like, I'm going to make a simpler version of this. And that's exactly what I did.
Oh, okay.
So I took potatoes. You can literally take any kind of potatoes you want. I like these small gold ones. But you can use red potatoes. You can use russet potatoes. You can even make this with sweet potatoes. So potato of choice. I dice them into probably half-inch cubes so they cook faster. I throw them in the cast iron skillet with a little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and I pop them in the oven on like 350 to 400, probably for 20 to 25 minutes. It's going to depend on how big your potatoes are. So the bigger the cubes, the longer it's going to have to cook. Mm-hmm. If you have the time, that's totally fine. I like to make them smaller so they cook faster, especially when I'm hungry. But to make sure that they're done, you're going to want to put a fork in and just make sure that they're easily pierced and getting soft inside before you add the eggs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, potatoes can take a long time to cook.
Yeah. So
you don't chop them right.
Exactly. If you're literally taking like a fingerling potato and you're only cutting it in half, this dish is probably going to take you a lot longer just because the potato is going to take longer to cook.
Okay.
Once the potato is easily pierced with the fork, so you know it's getting pretty soft inside, you're going to take the cast iron skillet out of the oven and crack as many eggs in it as you want. So I normally do about a cup to a cup and a half of potatoes, and then I do two eggs if I'm just eating it for myself.
Okay.
If Andrew's eating it with me, I'll do two cups of potatoes, maybe like four eggs. Also, if you're looking to make this like a little bit healthier, you can also use egg whites as well. I sometimes buy like the liquid egg whites and you can just like pour those on top.
Okay.
A ton of people have also asked me how to make this a vegan recipe. So if you use those vegan eggs.
I like that.
Same thing.
Great texture.
Yeah. Pour right on top of the potatoes. So any egg option works here. When we made the Mexican breakfast skillet, this is where you would also add the cheese on top, but for sake of this recipe being different and a little healthier and lighter, we are not going to add cheese here. But if you're a cheese person, add it here.
Right.
You're going to put it back in the oven and let it finish cooking for about 5 to 7 minutes. But pay attention to how you like your eggs done to make sure you're achieving the egg you want. So if you want it like a little softer, a little bit sunnier side up, you can cook it for 5 minutes. If you want that egg fully cooked with a fully cooked yolk, you want to cook it for like maybe 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay.
Once you're done, you're going to take it out of the oven. And I like to let it cool just for a few minutes because the cast iron skillet is really hot. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I eat this right out of the cast iron skillet. I'm not plating it. I'm like just taking a fork to
it. I understand.
But when you're done, you're going to take it out. I like to add half an avocado, like nicely sliced.
Ooh, nice.
Sometimes I sprinkle olive oil, salt, pepper on top. You can also, I add arugula because I'm a person who likes to add arugula to anything possible. I feel like if I'm adding extra greens, it's like healthier, right?
Of course.
Or like on my pizza. But. And then this is a game changer. And if you don't like it, you don't have to do it. But I actually sometimes add sardines or anchovies on
very
top.
Healthy. Yes.
Either chopped or flaked. It's actually a lot of like pretty healthy protein. And
great fat.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and it's super healthy fat. So you can add those on top to make it different. You could add bacon crumbles on top, turkey bacon on top, vegan bacon on top. If you're not doing any kind of protein, that's totally fine. Just skip that step. But this is really like an easy base recipe to kind of make it your own.
No, that's great. And you get protein from the eggs too, right? So
Yeah,
that's really good. That sounds great. You know, I'm really picky about eggs. I don't like scrambled eggs that are dry, but I also don't want them too runny. I like them when they're really light and fluffy. What are some tricks while we're here talking about eggs, just for a good scrambled egg? And do you have to add any sort of milk?
Or can that was exactly what I was going to say. So to make mine light and fluffy, I actually add just like a tablespoon or two. I use oat milk to keep it dairy-free, but you can use any kind of milk you want. And I really like beat them in the bowl to make sure you're getting like those nice whisks and those little peaks. So it's kind of similar to like if you're whipping egg whites.
Right.
I kind of just think the more I whip it, like the fluffier it's going to be. And you can add, if you want to add like a little bit of butter or a little bit of cheese, I like to add, if I'm using dairy-free cheese or fat-free cheese or whatever, just like a little sprinkling of cheese in it. And then I soft scramble it in the pan while it's cooking the whole time.
Yes. Okay. That's
good. So you're really not letting it cook flat.
Yes.
You want it to be like in an actual pot instead of, you can do it in a frying pan, but you want to make sure it's not like, don't pour everything in and then wait a few minutes and then start to stir it.
Because stir right away,
right. That's going to create like a flat surface where the egg is cooking on. You want to be stirring it the whole time to create more of like a soft egg mixture.
That sounds good.
And actually, the way I kind of learned how to do this was Gordon Ramsay has a great egg recipe where he, very similarly, he adds like heavy cream to his. He probably adds cheese to his too. But he talks about how important it is to be stirring it like the entire time. Yeah, and it really is such a great texture when you're done.
Yeah, that is really nice. It's really nice. I mean, there's a restaurant near me that they usually do pretty good. It's like a nice scramble and it's pretty soft. But once in a while, they brown it too much.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
It's really hard to order eggs out.
It is.
Like eggs, like a specific way, which a lot of people do. Like, I'm not even sure I know someone who's like, I enjoy an egg any way possible. But I like an egg the way I know how to make an egg.
Right.
And I feel like when someone else makes me, it's kind of like a salad. Like when someone else makes it, I'm like, this isn't how I would have done it.
Well, we're hopefully going to get into more salads because I am addicted to my air fryer. So every day I make a lot of different cauliflower, sweet potato, broccoli, green beans. But now that it's finally warm, who knows how long that will last right here, but I've just been like eating big salads the last, well, it's 2 days, but still, it feels like, oh my gosh, this is so great.
I know, it's 2 days is warm.
I want my cooked food. All right, Kayla, how do we get this fantastic recipe?
So you can find this recipe on my social media at Kayla Capiello. You can also find it at KaylaCapiello.com, and it will be part of my weekly email this week. You can subscribe to that by heading over to Substack and finding me on Substack at Kayla Capiello.
Yay. All right, everybody, keep coming back. And when you're looking for Kayla's shows every Wednesday, Cooking with Kayla, and keep coming back to Health Power 5 days a week. Thanks so much.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.